USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A developing story in the final lap of the Daytona 500 in Florida. A terrifying crash as Ryan Newman's car flips on the track. Here's how it goes down, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow!
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
Now, Ryan Newman rushed to the hospital, Denny Hamlin winning the race. Hamlin in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan.
Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof.
Again, the sound there, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
People visiting Atlanta, President's Day, popping by the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum.
Well, I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man, really believed in the separation of three parts of the government, so it's a good time and good year to be here.
This tourist, a Democrat from Iowa.
We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day.
His wife, also a Democrat, checking out the museum.
Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
And which candidate do they hope becomes president in 2020?
Kind of like Amy Klobuchar. I hope she does really well this coming week in the Nevada and South Carolina. Seems like she has good values. I think her middle-of-the-road approach on health care, all good things. And I think we need somebody to unify us.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To the economy now, a grape glut impacting the price of wine. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The price of domestic wine is falling quickly. It's expected to drop to its lowest levels in 5 years because of a surplus of California grapes. Experts say the cheaper prices could last for about 3 years. While that might sound like good news to wine aficionados, demand for wine has overall decreased. And if there's not enough demand to support increased production, those surplus grapes will go to waste. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
She's speaking out, the woman on an American Airlines flight with her seat punched repeatedly by a male passenger sitting behind her as she's in the reclining position, telling her story. USA Radio's Tim Berg says that video going viral.
Airline passenger Wendy Williams is speaking out about her viral video of a man aggressively punching her reclined seat with his fist. Williams says she's considering pressing charges against the passenger. Williams appears on Fox News and shares her side of the story.
He started full-on punching the back of my seat really hard, but I was flying forward. You know, I was trying to get the flight attendant's attention, and she wasn't responding, so all I could think to do was to video the guy, and maybe I thought that would stop him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.